Now, on the second full day of the Gaza ceasefire, the scale of the devastation caused by Israel's bombing is becoming clearer. Rescue workers say they fear more than 10,000 bodies could still be buried under an ocean of rubble. More aid is getting in. According to the United Nations, a further 915 lorries entered the enclave yesterday. That's the highest number in 15 months. Meanwhile, Israeli security forces have raided the West Bank town of Jenin, killing at least four Palestinians in what Benjamin Netanyahu called a large-scale and significant operation. Julia Tuma, who's a spokesperson for the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, joins us on the line from Jerusalem. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Let's start with the situation in Gaza. What are your colleagues on the ground there telling you about what's happening at the moment?
So today is day three of the much-awaited four ceasefire, and over the past couple of days, we've seen, first of all, calm restored to a large degree in Gaza, and that's absolutely critical for people who have been undergoing 15 months of a very brutal war. And we've also seen a boost in supplies coming into Gaza, and an increase, a significant increase in supplies going in.
And in the short term then, what are the biggest challenges?
The biggest challenge is for this ceasefire to hold, and for all the aspects of the deal that was signed and agreed upon last week to be implemented. That also includes the release of all hostages, the regular flow of supplies, and the guns should stay silent.
How nervous are you about this deal and about whether it will hold?
We're holding our breath and cautiously optimistic. We got to continue hoping and doing what we can, meanwhile, to provide humanitarian assistance to people who need it most. Everyone is in need in Gaza, over 2 million people.
At the end of this month, UNRWA is, following a vote by the Israeli parliament, is due to leave Israel. You're not supposed to work from there anymore. Are there any signs that that policy might change?
Well, I don't know. I'm speaking to you right now from our compound in East Jerusalem, and we are operating. We are committed to stay and deliver, to continue to provide, as one example, education to children in the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem. We're committed to continue doing what we are doing on the humanitarian front lines in Gaza.
As you mentioned, the occupied West Bank, how concerned are you about this Israeli raid in Jenin and also this follow-up call from Hamas for Palestinians in the West Bank to escalate fighting?
Violence will breed more violence. And so the West Bank has been brewing for quite a while, even before the war started in Gaza on the 7th of October, 2023. And what this means, including for UNRWA, is that the services get impacted like that. And the first group of people that we always have in mind is children. And what these surges in conflict that keep happening in the West Bank do to children, first and foremost, is they create trauma and shock, and they deprive them from going to school.
Could what's happening in the West Bank today, could it undermine the peace process in Gaza?
Look, there must be a solution, a diplomatic solution, peaceful solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that would put an end to this nearly, what, 8 decades of fighting, of loss, of grief on the two sides. It's about time for courage. Courage means we will get closer to peace.
Julia Tuma of UNRWA in Jerusalem, thank you for talking to us today.